AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of board members. Lawyers for the administration are defending President Trump's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause. They want to overturn a 90-year-old decision that has limited when presidents can fire agency board members. This is Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
If you take away a half of this bargain, you end up with just massive, uncontrolled, unchecked power in the hands of the president. And it's really hard to affect both sides of this bargain because it's already been done.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh asked Solicitor General D. John Sauer about other implications if the government wins this case.
The other side says that your position would undermine the independence of the Federal Reserve, and they have concerns about that, and I share those concerns. So how would you distinguish the Federal Reserve from agencies such as the Federal Trade Commission?
We recognize and acknowledge what this court said in the Wilcox-Harris stay opinion, which is that the Federal Reserve is a quasi-private, uniquely structured entity that follows a distinct historical tradition.
The court's six conservative justices already have signaled strong support for the administration's position over the objection of their three liberal colleagues. By allowing Slaughter and the board members of other agencies to be removed from their jobs, even as their legal challenges continue. A federal judge approved a federal settlement that will clear the way for the New Orleans Catholic Archdiocese to pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of clergy sex abuse. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with French, German, and British leaders in London. The talks are aimed at strengthening Ukraine's position in negotiations on a U.S.-backed peace plan. This is AP News. The AP's Charles Deladesma reports workers at the Louvre Museum in Paris have voted to strike.
To protest their work conditions, a ticket price hike for non-European visitors, and security weaknesses that a brazen daylight theft of France's crown jewels made plain in October. In a letter announcing the strike action starting next Monday, which was addressed to France's culture minister and seen by the AP, the CGT, CFDT and SUD unions asserted that visiting the Louvre has become a real obstacle course for the millions of people who come to admire its huge collection of art and artifacts. One union official says the museum is in crisis with insufficient resources and increasingly deteriorated working conditions. The theft of 19 October 2025 highlighted shortcomings in priorities that had long been reported, the unions allege. I'm Charles Deladesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.